Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Time for another college football preview. I'm Matt Leon, and today we get a look at the Division III Ursinus Bears out in Collegeville. Now, the Bears had a fantastic 2022 season, 9-2 record. They finished the campaign on a 6-game winning streak, and that included a win over King's College in the Centennial Mac Bowl Series. Now, Ursinus will open the 2023 season Friday night, September 1st at home against Alvernia. Caught up with Ursinus head coach Peter Gallagher to talk about his squad and the upcoming season. So as we're talking here, recording this around mid-August, how has camp gone? How are you feeling about the direction of the squad?
Oh, you know, we got a lot of returners, Matt, and, you know, we got a lot of new faces too. So, you know, it's a process right now, and certainly we're over the hump, I think, a little bit as far as, you know, the back-to-back-to-back-to-back grind practices, our first day off today. So, you know, we're figuring things out and getting ready to kind of switch gear into to game week mode here coming up pretty quick.
What do you see as the strengths right now on your squad?
Well, I think, you know, when you return a first team all conference players at each level of your defense, I think that no question, you know, we return Ryan Badolas out of Potts Grove High School, which is a first teamer, and Brett Gross at linebacker from Archbishop Wood, which is a first teamer. And then Ryan DeVirgilis, also from Archbishop Wood, was a first teamer. So, you know, you throw that on with returning two really, really good cornerbacks, and Aaron Anderson out of Upper Marion, and Anthony Esposito out of Council Rock North. You know, another guy up front that was a returning freshman starter for us going into a sophomore campaign, Sean Spinosa. We're looking to be very aggressive defensively and really set the tone on that side of the football.
On offense, we were talking a lot of shoes to fill. Where is that unit right now as far as development?
You know, I think that there's some signs of being really, really good. When you got to replace, you know, your most prolific quarterback in arguably the history of the program, you know, that's a tall order. I think, you know, Jalen Bradford out of Concordia Prep and Alan Pertuso out of LaSalle College Prep have both shown signs of being really, really good. You know, Jalen being a little bit ahead right now and grabbing that spot and leading us during the season is what we're looking at right now.
Anything surprise you on this group so far? And I mean, overall on the roster, not in just offense or defense, but maybe a position group that's maybe a little further along than you hoped, or a group that was kind of a question that has maybe turned into more of an answer?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think it is our defense as a whole, really playing at a fast speed. Our secondary, you know, we're getting to where we need to be. We can press, we can play, you know, press man, we can play zone, we can do a lot of things. We're blitzing, you know, we're dropping eight. We're very multiple defensively and throwing a lot of different looks out there. And I'm not going to say that's a surprise. I'm just going to say that, you know, I'm pleased where that side of the ball is right now.
How about special teams, your specialists?
You know, so we return Billy Cook, one of our all-conference returning receivers. You know, he only punted the football 32 times last year. We were really proficient, but 16 of them went inside the 20-yard line. He's a very, very, very good punter. Jordan Carr, you know, looks to be the guy that's going to handle our kickoffs and our extra point field goals. Very, very strong leg out of North Pocono High School, and excited about the depth in our football program with our special teams units in general. You know, getting to play a good amount of varsity level football players, and I'm happy with the depth that we have on those on those squads, and excited about those squads changing the outcome of football games, as we all know that they can do.
Does your approach to training camp change year to year depending upon the experience that's back, maybe how the previous year went, or do you feel like approach it the same way every year?
You know, you find yourself a little bit after the success that we've had offensively, for sure, over the last couple of years. Our insertions have remained fairly the similar, you know, our scripts, you know, and we save everything and we go through and we haven't tweaked that much, but we do definitely take into consideration the personnel that we have and what tweaks need to be made, where what personnel groups are going to be used and how and change things that way. But, you know, from a schedule standpoint of practice periods and what we call prime time periods is like a period that we do every day that is specific to football with the chains out there and that whole thing. That approach really hasn't changed much.
When you've got so much back on defense and you've got specifically at the quarterback position, you're going to have a new starter. Do you think it changes the way you approach games from a coaching standpoint, a play calling standpoint, things like that, where last year you guys were so prolific, you know, you might go for it on a fourth down because you were, you know, you had a feeling that you could get it, where I don't even know if it's conservative or take chances, but just the way you approach things.
I think the calls may be a little different, not necessarily the way we're going to approach things. You know, take four down territory is what it is. You know, you get inside the 40 and, you know, how much when, you know, it's fourth down territory, maybe a little bit different as far as, you know, not in that four down take four category of 40 to like 30. 35, 34, 33, somewhere in there, but maybe out in the open field and maybe a little bit earlier. But, you know, the approach is to play to the strengths of the personnel that we have. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And that's how we've installed our offense thus far.
How long does it take you to really, you think, have a good feel for what a group is capable of? Like, it could be in camp, but maybe it's halfway through a season, and I just kind of mean in general, but like when you really get a feel for what a group's got down deep and what you can get out of them.
You know, it takes longer than you think. You get into these team periods and you get into these prime times, like I had mentioned. There's just not that many reps. From a physical standpoint, you just can't keep pounding through those periods. And from a rep standpoint, you know, you got to try to get everybody reps. You got to bring, you know, the freshmen along. You got to, you know, so managing that is what we're trying to do, so that it's not, we're not going out there and it's not, it's like no other sport out there, right? You're not going out there and playing an hour of like pickup basketball. You know, that's like, you just can't do that in football. So it does take a decent amount of time to get some cohesion and to find out what you're really, really good at. And that's where we're at right now. And I think we're fairly well along the way of figuring that out right now. But, you know, certainly we need we're going to need this upcoming scrimmage to really kind of set things in place and figure out, hey, this is who we are and this is what we're going to be doing this year.
That will do it for our look at the Ursinus Bears. That season opener against Alvernia on the 1st, that will be a 7:30 kickoff in Collegeville. Want to thank head coach Peter Gallagher for carving time out for our conversation. My name is Matt Leon, and we will have another college football preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.